puts it on the floor. Nearly loses it, gets it back, puts it up off the window, no good. Burrows with the rebound for West. I'll let the stand Hash. Hash in the front court to Sharon, back outside to Hash. Hash, over to Dreyer. Luke puts it on the floor, drives the lane underneath the Van Dorn. Jordan off the window, missed it, and Van Dorn went over the back. Nice feed from Dreyer to Van Dorn. Jordan missed it off the glass and then went over the back of Christian Rogalski. Jordan's second foul. 6:15 to play in the third, 34-29 Duck. Literally was it in the front court for West Catholic. Not much movement at all. There's a pass underneath, putting it up and in. Which Mike Witham. That's Witham's 6 point of the ball game. Just got word from East Kentwood. Holland High leads by 5 over East Kentwood. What happens? They try to stay on beat. Just touchdown away. Then he puts it up and in. So Hesh twice in this third quarter has been able to take the ball down the lane and put it up and in. 36-31, Duck, 5:30 to play in the third. Wildman has the right foul line extended for West Cavalry. Now top of the circle is Russell. Russell puts the move on Sharon. Dishes left side to Witham for 10. No good, and Sharon has the rebound for the Ducks. Hash will bring it up into the front court. Hash on the dribble, picks up by Littering. Hash over to Dreyer, loops at the top of the circle, bounce pass down low to Van Dorn. Van Dorn down easy way up. 16 for Van Dorn, and he needs just 2 more points to become Zeeland West's all-time career scoring leader. Here's a bounce pass right of the lane. Outside. Now a 3 by Russell. In and out. No good. Van Dorn has the rebound. Van Dorn hands it off to Hash. Hash, baseball pass underneath the Dreyer. Dreyer along the baseline. Over to Sharon back outside. And we're going to get a traveling call on Sharon before Hash is able to pull the trigger on the 3. Jason McDonough returns for West Catholic, and Rittering will have a seat. 4:29 to go in the third quarter. The Ducks up by 7, 38-31. McDonough works his way into the front court. McDonough outside to Russell, back to McDonough. McDonough way outside on the right. McDonough. His top of the circle is Witham. Witham hands the ball off to Russell. Russell gets a screen, now goes to the baseline. Dishes outside, ball knocked away. Hash, he's got a steal and breakaway. Hash drives all the way to the layup, and he's got it. So Sam Hash with 6 points here in the third, and the Ducks have their biggest lead of the night. They are up by 9. 40-31, and you hear Sammy from the Quack Pack, the Zealand West student section. McDonough in the front court looks for a cutter. Not a lot of movement by the Falcons right now. McDonough will drive to the baseline, kicks it outside. Here's a 3 on the way by Wildman. No good. Long rebound to Hesh. Long out with the Burrows. Burrows has the ball knocked away. It's loose. Body's flying everywhere, and it's 1st and 10. Possession arrow duck. A lot of air under that pass by Sam Hash. That gave West Catholic defense time to get back. Inbound comes to Van Dorn. Dorn muscles his way up. Van Rogalski is going to get called for a foul, much to the chagrin of Tony Fisher. They're going to call a hold. Coach Fisher saw his guy had a block on Van Dorn. Van Dorn to shoot 2. First free throw is good. 17 for Van Dorn. Littering in for Russell, and we're going to get a timeout taken by West Catholic. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. It's a 60-second timeout, 41-31, Zealand West. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHCC and WHCC.com. And Jordan Van Dort just hit the second free throw. That makes it 42-31, and he now has equaled Austin Semple as the all-time career scoring leader at Zealand West with 859 career points. 3 minutes to go in the third. Ducks with their biggest lead of the ball game. Ducks swarming on defense right now. They're sending two guys to the ball right now. Within the corner is Frittering back outside to McDonough. West Catholic really not into any sort of offensive flow right now, and Russell is out of the ball game. He's been the one scorer so far. Outside McDonough. It's a 2-3 matchup zone, but the two guys out on the perimeter are swarming to the ball. Listen in the corner is Ritter. He's in trouble, and we're going to get a reach-in call on Sam Hesse to try to knock the ball away from behind. Foul on Hesse is first. Second team foul on the Ducks. West Catholic to inbound across the way from us. Inbound comes to McDonough. West Catholic put 21 points on the board in the first 6 minutes, and they scored 10 in the last 16 minutes. What a difference in how quickly the game has switched. McDonough over to Rittering. Rittering can't get the shot away. Here's a steal by Dreyer. Dreyer one-on-one with McDonough. Crossover move, and we're going to get a traveling call. Dreyer trying to draw the foul, but the problem is the ball got away from him, and he took an extra step in the process. Head ball will return for Bryce Witham for West Catholic. 2:10 to play in the third, 42-31, Ducks by 11. That's the largest lead either team has had. Dreyer Rittering brings it up. Dreyer meets them just past half court. Over to Donna, back to Rittering, now to Wildman. Ducks aggressive on defense. Here's Rogowski trying to penetrate back outside to McDonough for a rainbow three. Barely grazes the rim, Van Dort with the rebound. Ahead to Hash. Long pass to the front court to Sharon in the corner of Burroughs. Three ball, left corner, no good. And Dreyer's going to get called for a foul. Dreyer pushed off as he tried to get the rebound. That's his third. Topman return for the Ducks. And Ekerhoff also back in. Dreyer will sit along with Nick Sharon. 1:36 to go in the third. West Chaplin has just 4 points here in the third quarter. They've got the basketball, but they need to find some offense. McDonough way outside on the right. Ekerhoff comes out of McDonough tries to penetrate, dishes off right side to Baldwin. Baldwin caught off by Van Dort on the baseline, back outside to McDonough. McDonough to Rittering. Hesh calls is out on him. The perimeter guy's making it very tough. There's a three around the screen by McDonough, no good. And West Catholic not able to save it. Russell will come back in for the Falcons. McDonough will sit. Pressure put on by West Catholic. Ekerhoff with it in the backcourt. Gets rid of it to Papama. Papa will get it in the frontcourt. There's a pass intended for Van Dort. Tips away out of bounds. It'll stay Ducks basketball. 56 seconds left in the third. Cash to inbound. Baseline left. Gets it into Van Dort. Van Dort works on Rogowski. Double. Fade away right. And Van Dort just became the all-time career scoring leader at Zealand West. He has 20. 44-31 Ducks. Rittering with it in the front court. Gets rid of it to Wildman. Back to Rittering. Rittering right foul line extended. West Catholic just doing a lot of standing around right now. 23 seconds left. You hear the quack pack chanting Superman. That's a reference to Jordan Van Dort. Here's a three out of the corner by Russell. No good. Van Dort with the rebound. 10 seconds left in the third. Cash in the front court. Cash down the lane. Foul line jumper on the way. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, and that's the end of the third quarter. Steelers West outscores West Catholic 12-4 in the third, 44-31 at the end of three. That's after a 60-second break. There was some ice for basketball. I don't think it's a WCC.com. Jordan Van Dort got the recognition a moment ago during the break between quarters as the new all-time career scoring leader at Dillon West with 861 career points, going past Austin Simple on the all-time career list. West Catholic with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Ducks up by 13. They were down 9 early in the ballgame. Down low is Rogalski. He'll put it up from 5 feet away. Then he got it. That's Rogalski's first basket since early in the ballgame. He has 6. Pair of fours to a pair of threes, Ryan Weatherby, 44-33, outside with a bit is Hoffema. Over to Burroughs. Brent Burroughs with it on the left side. Burroughs will drive through the paint underneath. Ball intended for a pass intended for Hoffema, knocked out of bounds by West Catholic. And Jason McDonough will return for the Falcons. Charlie Rittering will check out. 7:26 to play. Ducks up 11. Cash to inbound. It gets it into Popham. Popham against two guys. And a shot blocked by Rogalski. There's a long outlet pass. Driving right side is Wildman. They've gotten a piece of it. And here come the Ducks the other way. Here's Dreyer the other way. Ducks up for the window. And he scores. And you hear boo coming from the black pack. That's Dreyer's second basket. 46-33 Ducks. 7 minutes to go. Driving is Russell. Puts it up too strong. He has been stuck on 13 since the first quarter. Long outlet pass. Chased down by Burroughs. And Brent can't save it. He had Dreyer following him. Brent tried to save the ball back to him. But his foot was on the baseline by the time he retrieved it. 6:50 to play. With it in the front court is McDonough. Jason McDonough. Over to Brent Wildman. Wildman down on Rogalski. Rogalski spins on Popham. Puts it up strong. Missed it. Look, Popham has the rebound. He's tied up underneath. Possession arrow favors Dillon West. Don't forget to join us for the Spectrum Health Dillon Community Hospital postgame show after this is over, and you'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. Sam Hash brings it up one-on-one against Jason McDonough. Has to work it across the timeline. Leaves it outside for Burroughs. Brings for a three left. Oh, God! Brent Burroughs, a triple, his second of the night. He has 8. 49-33 Zealand West. Ducks have broken this one open in the second half, and we get a whistle inside as Popham was battling down low against Rogalski. Foul on Zach. His first, 14 fouls on the Ducks. Just one on West Catholic this half. Inbound pass comes to Rogalski. He missed it underneath, and he drew a foul. I think this is on Akerhoff. Check that. That's Popham. So Rogalski will shoot 2 at the free throw line. Rogalski with 6 points in the ballgame. A couple of subs lay at the scorer's table. Rogalski's first free throw is good. Jason Tyler checks back in. And Nick Sarakian for the first time. He's one of the 3 seniors for this Falcon ball club. Rogalski will have 1 more. He flips the ball in his hands, crouches, fires, missed it, throws with the rebound. 6 minutes left, 49-34, Dillon West. Cash with it, stops the dribble, gives it up to Popma, back drives the baseline, puts it up too strong. Rebound Siraki. McDonough with it in the front court for the Falcons, pulls up on the left side. Akerhoff comes out on him. Now McDonough dribbles along the baseline, back outside. A 3 on the way by Kyle, and he's got it. That's Tyler's second triple. Pressure put on in the backcourt, and we're going to get a reaching call on McDonough.
Van Dorn and Sharon were getting ready to check back in. Five thirty-nine to play. Man pressure put out of the backcourt by West Catholic. Inbound comes to Luke Dreyer. Luke, a very good ball handler, will bring it up. Working against Tiley. Dreyer gets a screen from Van Dorn at the top of the circle. Watching the screen. Oh, good. Put back no good by Hash. And we're going to do a West foul. Burroughs called for the personal, his third. That's 16 fouls on Zealand West. So West Catholic will be in the bonus on the next foul. Not over with yet. It's a 12-point ball game with 5:20 left. McDonough on the dribble just past half court. McDonough over to Russell. Russell being closed on defensively by Hash. Hash tips the ball away. Hash sticking all over to Russell. Now with this Rozgowski right away. He tries to penetrate against Van Dorn. He's doubled. Left-handed up. He got it and drew the foul. Rozgowski stood his ground, drew the contact, put in the left-handed hook shot. Foul on Van Dorn is third. So West Catholic got a bit of a run right now. They cut a 16-point deficit down to 10. And Rozgowski can make it a 9-point game with his free throw. Rozgowski misses the free throw, and we get a whistle. Hesh tried to grab the rebound, and he had Tiley on his back. Burroughs having a little trouble getting the ball inbound. Finally does so to Hesh. 4:55 left, 49-39 Ducks. Hesh dribbles into the front court, leaves it outside for Brent Burroughs. And Burroughs got fouled outside by Soraki. Rocky's first, 14 fouls on West Catholic, so the Falcons still have a couple of fouls to get before Zealand West is in the bonus. We're going to get a 30-second timeout taken by West Catholic, 4:46 left. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. It's $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. And we should tell you that the broadcast of tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the written consent of the MHSAA and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Join us for high school basketball Friday night from the Civic Center, and this might be the early period for game of the year as Holland High, the unbeaten Dutch, take on the Holland Christian Maroons. Join me for the play-by-play beginning at 7:10 on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Zealand West with the basketball, 4:46 left to go. They're up 10. Dreyer with it in the corner. His pass tipped away by McDonough. And Soraki tried to pick it off before it went out of bounds, and he wasn't able to do so. Zealand West will inbound in the backcourt, and West Catholic will pressure. Long inbound comes to Van Dorn, and George lost it out of bounds. As Rogalski contested the inbound. So the pressure leads to a Zealand West turnover. McDonough was it in the front court. It was a 16-point game a moment ago. West Catholic with a chance to cut the lead into single figures. Here's McDonough with it. Back outside to Tiley. They got basically four guards in the game right now in Rogalski. Russell was in the middle at the free throw line, but he's got two or three Zealand West guys surrounding him. They're not going to let him get the basketball. McDonough outside to Tiley, now in the corner to Soraki. Back outside. Here's a deep three on the way, and a throw by Russell. That is Russell's first point since the first quarter. And West Catholic on a 9-0 run. They cut the Ducks lead to 49-42. Here's Hesh. He has the ball knocked away by McDonough. It's taken away. Here come the Falcons. Russell with it back outside to Tiley. Tiley over to Soraki right side. Back outside to Tiley. Now to Soraki. Down low to Russell. Russell drives on Van Dorn. Up off the window. No good. Luke Trier with a big lead. Dreyer outside the hash. Machado closes out on hash. Back outside to Dreyer. Dreyer puts it on the board. Ball knocked away and stolen. That was Russell on the steal. It was a long pass intercepted by Hash. Hash over to Nick Scherer. Scherer's right, left side, puts it up, no good, but he was fouled. That's going to be on McDonough. That's McDonough's second. 5 team fouls on West Catholic. Nick Scherer at the line to shoot two for the Ducks with 3:11 left. 49-42 Zealand West. It was 49-33 3 minutes ago. Free throw by Nick. Off the front, the back, the side, and no good. Littering in for McDonough for West Catholic. Hopma will come in for Van Dort for the Ducks. As the Ducks go a little smaller. Sharon trying to end a 9-0 West Catholic run. And he makes the second. He's got 9. Zealand West 50, West Catholic 42. Down to 3 minutes to play. Charlie Rittering brings it up. Rittering on the dribble between the circles, works to his right. And we get a whistle, and I think Brent Burroughs is going to get calls for a hold on Rogowski. That's number 4 on Burroughs. And the Ducks are over the limit, so Rogowski will shoot a 1-1 with 2:57 to play. Rogowski with 9 points, 5 of them here in the fourth. The 6'6 left-hander eyes the rim, fires, got it. Nothing but net there. He's in double figures with 10. Rogowski can make it a 6-point game with this foul shot. Free throw, got it. 50-44, McDonough back in. 2:57 left, pressure put out of the backcourt by West Catholic. Hopma to inbound it. Gets the inbounds into Hash. Hash pitches off to Van Dort as they beat the pass, and Van Dort falls easy layup. 22 for Van Dort, 52-44 Ducks, 2:45 left. Here's McDonough, bounce pass left side to Soraki. Back outside to McDonough. McDonough dribbling left to right. Maintains his dribble. Now Rogowski comes to set a screen for McDonough. McDonough, foul line jumper on the way off the back of the iron. No, and Dreyer's got the rebound. 2:25 left, Ducks with the ball up by 8. Dreyer on the dribble. Russell closes out on him. Dreyer puts it on the floor, has the ball kicked away by Soraki. It's loose. Dreyer gets it back, and he's fouled. The ball was knocked away, and Soraki was half yard away, but there was nobody back to retrieve the basketball. Dreyer was able to get it back, and he drew the foul on Rogowski. Dreyer will shoot 2 with 2:13 left. Ducks up by 8. Luke Dreyer with 4 points, the season average about 12. First free throw, good. And you hear the crack next day, move. 9 point lead. Dreyer's second one, the rainbow, it's through. Zealand West 54, West Catholic 44, 2:10 left. Soraki with a left foul line extended for the Falcons. Looks for someone to pass to. Gets it down to Rogowski. Rogowski left away against Van Dort. Puts the move on. Goes underneath and Van Dort commits the blocking foul. That's 4 on Jordan Van Dort. 2 minutes exactly to play. Rogowski will shoot a 1-1. Rogowski with 11. Rogowski's first free throw, good. He'll have one more. Trying to make it an 8-point ball game. Philadelphia's second one left it short, and the rebound to Hesch. 54-45 Duck, under 2 minutes left. Hesch with it in the backcourt working on Soraki. Soraki's guarding him very closely. Soraki, over to, here's Dreyer with it. Dreyer penetrates, drives the basket, shot block by Lugowski. Outlet pass to Duck McDonough, 1:40 left. McDonough, long pass into the front court to Russell. Russell drives around Hesch and Stan reached in. That is number 10 on the Duck, so it's a double bonus. So Travis Russell will shoot two at the line. Russell has 13 points in the first 6 minutes of the ball game. Didn't score again until a couple minutes ago when he hit a three. His first free throw left it short. 1:38 left, 54-45, Zealand West in the lead. Russell made the second. 54-46, pressure put on in the backcourt. Dreyer has it. He dribbles it up. Russell comes to meet him, and Dreyer works it across the timeline. A minute and a half left, and Kevin Towne will take time. It's a 60-second timeout. 54-46, Zealand West. Back more after this. You're listening to high school basketball at 1450 WHCC, Collins Hometown Station, and streaming online at WHCC.com. Basketball up by 8, a minute and a half left to go. Van Dort with it in the front court. Van Dort puts it on the floor, leaves it outside for Dreyer as the Ducks play keep away. Dreyer holds the ball. McDonough tries to reach in, and we're going to get a foul on McDonough as he nearly knocks the ball away from Dreyer from behind. That's only the sixth ticket. That is the 17th foul on West Catholic. So Dreyer will shoot a 1-1 with 1:18 to play. Luke Dreyer made a pair a moment ago. He has 6 points. Dreyer's first free throw. Swish. Now, this is a big free throw. This will make it a four-possession ball game if he makes this. Second free throw. Yes. 8 for Luke. Zealand West 56, West Catholic 46, 1:15 to play. Wintering over Soraki, now to McDonough. McDonough will launch a three left side, short. Ball tipped around, controlled by Soraki. Back outside to Russell. Down to a minute to play. Russell drives on Hesch to the basket, puts it up, no good. And it bounced over him a couple times, didn't get it, and Dreyer with the rebound, and he's fouled by Soraki. 54.8 seconds left. And the Ducks start to smell a victory here. That will put them at 6-4 on the season. Luke Dreyer to shoot a 1-1. Free throw on the way by Luke. It's the front, the back, and the bottom. That makes it 57-46. Dreyer flips the basketball. Fires 6-0 for Luke, and he drops it in. He has 10. 58-46, 50 seconds left. Here's a long three by McDonough, no good. Long rebound chased down by Russell. Russell has the ball tipped away by Sharon, but it went off Russell out of bounds. Ducks have the ball with 45 seconds left. West Catholic will press. But the Falcons, running out of time, throws in for Van Dort for the Ducks. Inbounds comes to Hesch. Hesch has the ball knocked away from behind by Russell, but Russell's going to get a foul called on him. That's Russell's fourth. 19 fouls on West Cap. That's worth a 1-1 for Nick Sharon. Jenner with 9 points. Missed the front end of the 1-1. Rebound cap controlled by Russell. 40 seconds left. Up by a dozen. Russell tries to penetrate. Tries to the basket. Lays it up. Missed it. The ball rolled around the rim and fell off. Ducks with the rebound. There's a long pass in the front court to Popham. Popham five. Stitches off to Fowles and Fowles has the layup. Burrows with 10. down to 15 seconds, 60 to 40 pitches. McDonough ball bounce goes off of Popma out of bounds. You hear the quack pipe check. Channing drive home safely. 13 seconds left. McDonough long inbounds to Russell. Tipped by Hesch. Hesch took it away, but Russell took it right back. Down to 9 seconds. Down to 8. Russell stops at the free throw line. He has not been able to get a clear shot. His shot blocked by Hesch. Russell gets it back. Forces up a 15-footer. No good. And the Houston West Ducks fall behind early by 9, but come back strong. And they win it tonight over the West Catholic Falcons. A final, Zealand West 60, West Catholic 46. Let's take a 3-minute break, and we'll be back with the System Health Zealand Community Hospital post-game show. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zealand West High School. Greg Chandler with you. Welcome to the Sacramento Zealand Community Hospital postgame show, where the Zealand West Ducks prevail tonight over the Grand Rapids West Catholic Falcons by a score of 60-46. West Catholic had the hot hand early, particularly Travis Russell, who had 13 first quarter points. West Catholic built up a 21-12 lead 6 minutes into the ballgame. But then toward the end of the first quarter, the momentum started to switch. Zealand West figured out how to defend Russell. They shut him out until midway through the fourth quarter. And meanwhile, the Ducks were able to get the ball time and again to big Jordan Van Dort. And Van Dort with a big night tonight as he ends up with 22 points, making him the all-time career scoring leader here at Zealand West with 865 points moving past Austin Semple in that category. It was 21-14 West Catholic after one quarter, but by halftime, it was 32-27 Ducks. And the Ducks extend the lead all the way to 49-33 early in the fourth quarter. West Catholic made a late run. They made an 11-1 run to cut the lead to 50-44 with about 3 minutes to go. But then the Ducks put the game away at the free throw line as they go on to win it by a score of 60-46. When we come back, we will have more of our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. We'll go over the scoring in the contest. We will also announce our Village Inn Pizza player of the game, and you'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zealand West High School. Greg Chandler with you, and more of the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. 60-46, the Ducks win it tonight. They go to 6-4 on the season. West Catholic falls to 3-6 with the loss. And coming out of the locker room, Kevin Towne getting hugs from Jordan Van Dort's parents. As mentioned just a few minutes ago, Jordan Van Dort becoming the all-time career scoring leader at Zealand West tonight as he scored 22 points, giving him 865 for his career. Taking a look at the overall scoring in the contest for the Falcons of West Catholic, Travis Russell led the way with 17 points, but really the telling stat here is that Russell had 13 points in the first 6 minutes of the game as he hit on 3 3-point baskets, and a couple of those were NBA range 3-pointers. But the Ducks changed up their defense, and he did not score another point until midway through the fourth quarter when he hit another three, and then he added a free throw. He ended up with 17 points, but only 4 points in the final 26 minutes of the ball game. Christian Rogalski had 12 points. He was a key part of that late run by West Catholic when they were able to get cut the lead from 16 down to 6. He had 3 baskets and 6 free throws in the contest. Bryce Witham had 6 points in the ballgame. Mason Tiley had a pair of 3-pointers and a free throw for 7 points. Charlie Rittering had a basket for 2 points. Eric Ball had a basket for 2 points. Pat Baldwin did not score. Jason McDonough did not score. And Brett Wildman did not score for the West Catholic Falcons. For the Zealand West Ducks, Jordan Van Dort, by the way, tonight with 22 points. He had 10 of those points in the second quarter when the Ducks started to take control of the ball game. 2 other Ducks in double figures tonight. Brent Burroughs had 10. He had a pair of 3s and a pair of 2s. Luke Dreyer had a pair of field goals and six free throws in the final 3 minutes. He ended up with 10. Sam Hesch added 8 points, six of them coming in the second half. Nick Sharon had a pair of threes, a two-pointer, and a free throw for 9 points. Zach Kroppmer rounded out the scoring for the Ducks with a single point, and that added up to 60 for the Zealand West Ducks. One other score to tell you about, we've been kind of monitoring the Holland High East Kentwood game as the Ducks try to stay unbeaten heading into that game with Holland Christian Friday night. Last score we had was 31-26 Dutch at the half. I've not heard from John Crampton, the assistant coach from the Dutch. He's been kind of filling in on these scores. Hopefully we were going to try and get a final before we went off the air here, but it does not look like we're going to be able to do that. Of course, we will be at the Civic Center Friday night for the game between the Dutch and the Holland Christian Maroons. It should be a great contest. We'll be on the air beginning at about 7:10, or maybe a little bit later, depending on how long the girls' varsity contest between the Dutch and the Maroons go. But we'll be on the air nonetheless for that game. It should be a great contest. And if you can't make it to the Civic Center, tune in on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com for all the play-by-play action. Time now to recognize our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. And as you might guess, as we've been alluding to him probably the last few minutes or so, we're going to give the award to a young man that we've been calling his name a lot over the last 4 years, both on the gridiron as well as on the basketball court. He became Zealand West's all-time career scoring leader tonight. Jordan Van Dort, our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game, right now be the first person to text player to 80373 to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill on South Washington Avenue. Great food and good times. I'd like to thank a lot of folks who made our broadcast possible tonight. Many thanks to Athletic Director Mark Worley and his assistant Leslie Brookhouse here at Zealand West High School. Thanks to Lindsay Michaels back at the studio for making sure we stayed on the air tonight. And as always, we'd like to thank our many advertisers for the support of local high school athletics here in the Holland-Zealand area. Once again, Holland and Holland Christian Friday night from the Civic Center beginning at 7:10. Don't forget Hope College basketball tomorrow night on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van. Our broadcast coverage begins at 7:40 as the Flying Dutchman take to the hardwood in MIAA basketball action. That's going to do it here from Zealand West High School. This is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight, the Zealand West Ducks 60, the West Catholic Falcons 46.